Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Kenya Gibson, the media maven, sitting in for Elizabeth Gearhart.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses. And we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations. And now it's time for IP in the news. My favorite section, being an intellectual property lawyer, I love to talk about intellectual property. And this week we have a very interesting case about Miami Heat. They were recently sued by a company called Cobalt Music Productions because they were using Ariana Grande's music on YouTube and TikTok clips, and they weren't getting her permission. The lawsuit was just filed recently. In addition to the Miami Heat, they named 13 other defendants from the NBA. And I guess the moral of the story is that even if you're a big franchise like the NBA, you can still be a copyright infringer.
I'm just shocked because I'm like, who thought this was a good idea and that they would actually get away with it? I mean, especially with Ariana Grande, I see Flo Rida here is part of it. Like, duh. Right? I don't understand.
And, you know, of course, if you go out and you use a logo from the NBA,
we'll be pinched right away.
Yeah, they're all over you, right? So I'd love our guest take on this. Eric the Reptile Guy. So what do you think about this situation with the NBA stealing Ariana Grande's music?
It's as simple as that. You know, truth. That's it. You got to be honest.
Ed, what are your thoughts?
I don't know if you know, but Spotify actually only gives a few cents per play to their artist. So artists don't make that much from their music anyway to begin with. Even at the caliber that people like Ariana Grande or whomever are at, I still find it unscrupulous for them not to be paid for their craft, their art.
But it is interesting. These aren't unknown artists, right? So Ariana Grande, she has some money and she has some power too, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like this face-off between the titans, right? And we'll see kind of how it works out. Drew?
I agree with everything you said. It's pennies on the dollar that they're getting, right, per play of their song. But they did. They thought they were big enough, the NBA, they could just get away with it and not have any repercussions.
Kind of seems like it, doesn't it?
And then all of a sudden, they said, no, we can be litigious and take it to court.
Just say no to stealing.
Say no to intellectual property theft. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinators Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X,
and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.